AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Today, Vice President Kamala Harris will be on Capitol Hill to certify Donald Trump's presidential election victory.
It's a day that most of our history we took for granted, the 6th. But I hope we never take it for granted again.
At the White House, President Biden says unlike 2021, there will be a peaceful transfer of power. He credited the people in the Capitol 4 years ago who worked to maintain order on the day of the riot.
Never forget them. They're guarding you. Give them the respect and support they deserve. But it's also due to the members of the House and Senate who, even in the face of these threats, in the stretch of their life, courageously fulfill their duty to the Constitution.
In a video message, Vice President Harris described her role as a sacred obligation to ensure the peaceful transfer of power. South Korea's military says North Korea fired a missile into the Eastern Sea. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Seoul, making his final trip to the region. He's worried about Russian influence.
This is a two-way street. The DPRK is already receiving Russian military equipment and training. Now, we have reason to believe that Moscow intends to share advanced space and satellite technology with Pyongyang, and that Putin may be close to reversing a decades-long policy by Russia and accepting DPRK's nuclear weapons program.
Gunmen opened fire on a bus carrying Israelis in the occupied West Bank today, killing at least 3 people. Winter storm warnings are in effect from Kansas and Missouri all the way to New Jersey. Classes have been canceled in many states, including Maryland, where Governor Wes Moore declared a state of emergency and announced the state government would be closed today. The FBI says the man responsible for the deadly truck attack in New Orleans New Year's Day visited the city twice before and recorded video of the French Quarter with Meta smart glasses. The attack in New Orleans killed 14 people and injured dozens of others. This is AP News. A vigil was held in New Orleans, the only way New Orleans knows how.
They gathered Saturday night where 14 people were killed and 30 injured when a man sped down Bourbon Street, plowing into holiday revelers. At the vigil, people held candles and wreaths and asked for an end to the violence.
Just give us peace, Father. Nola strong forever. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
A mass was celebrated Sunday at St. Louis Cathedral in the city. Reverend Patrick Williams told the congregation, "We can choose to fear or we can choose to hope." Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry has declared a period of mourning for the victims beginning Monday. I'm Donna Water.
A 6th person has died from an attack on a Christmas market in the German city of Magdeburg last month. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.